Now on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time to look at today's Sandown meeting. Really looking forward to midweek racing. Ladbrokes Park on the Lakeside Circuit. We'll have a chat to Philip Stokes in a moment. We'll also get the latest in the track conditions. But Dean Lester, who has been in rare form in recent weeks, is here to find us all the winners. Good morning, Dino. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Michael.
That is good. And I haven't spoken to you since that wonderful article in the Sunday Herald Sun last week. It was great to delve into your life and times in the background. I learned a lot. It must have been interesting to open up the paper and read all about yourself.
Yes, it was certainly something different. I had a terrific chat with Hamish. He certainly knew the right question to ask and to get me to open up about things. And no, it was very humbling, the response to it too. Thank you everyone for their wonderful messages and wishes over the past few days.
Yeah, well deserved. He did a great job, Hammer. The most important part of it was your ability to find winners, and that's what we're looking for today. What do you think about the heavy nine surface on the Lakeside today?
Oh, well, we know what we've got, and certainly doing the form, you know, there was no speculation it's been going to be this sort of ground, and I think with the rail at seven, the inside doesn't play maybe as definite to the leaders as often Lakeside can, because they don't just scoot around that bend on the tight inside part of the track. So I'm hoping it's a good meeting, actually.
Excellent. Well, let's get into what the track will be like and how we think it will play, because we've got the track manager today, Tim Bailey, on the line. Good morning, Tim. How are you, mate?
I'm well, thanks, Michael.
Heavy nine we're playing on today. I know it's been the middle of winter. It's been a few wet days, but very cold nights. So it's an old-fashioned heavy nine, is it?
It is, yeah. Look, at best, we could get to an eight, but that'd be at the very best. So look, just it is a very genuine heavy track. We've had, I think, about 26 millimetres since Friday afternoon out there, and today's the first day with zero rainfall. So hence, that's why I think since Saturday or whatever, we've been in that heavy nine range, and you know, with a couple of mill each day, it just hasn't improved.
So typically on the Lakeside, how do you expect it to race in those heavy conditions?
Look, I think early there's a lot of wear and tear. This is our fourth meeting in 22 days, so it's had a hell of a lot of racing on wet tracks at Sandown. And the back straight, with the rail at seven, the back straight, we raced at 8 metres a couple of weeks ago on Hillside, so there's significant wear and tear there. So the inside, you know, it's just one of those juggling acts we try to do with the, you know, with the back straight use for both meetings, but there's significant wear at sort of, you know, just a metre off the rail of the back straight. So it probably is going to be an advantage early until it chops out to be on the inside metre up the back straight. It's even ground around the turn, and then in the front straight, again, it's pretty even ground, but there's consistent wear and tear across the track with all the recent racing. So look, I think early on I'd be happy to be up near the speed, and you know, if you're handling conditions up near the speed, I think you'd be hard to get past. But you know, as they will significantly get into the track as it deteriorates during the day, I think you might find them getting out wider and running home.
Yeah. Well, Tim, we're going to be playing on a genuine heavy track today. Good luck out there at Sandown.
Thanks, Michael.
Yep, the Ladbrokes Park Lakeside. It is out 7 metres, heavy nine. Just got confirmation too, just in regards to that breaking news in New South Wales regarding Victorian horses trying to cross the border. We will speak to New South Wales Chief Steward Mark Van Gestel just before 10:30 to give all our participants some clarity surrounding that situation. In the meantime, let's have a chat to Philip Stokes, who's got some nice hopes out at Sandown Ladbrokes Park today. Good morning to you, Philip.
Hey, good morning, Michael.
Kick off the day in race number two, and this is a gallop at Turquoise Hope, who we've only seen on that one occasion. Heavily backed on debut at Ballarat. What do you make of its first up run, where it was beaten some seven lengths when backed into a $1.60 favourite?
Yeah, he was disappointing that day. He sort of jumped and sort of come off a bit a long way out, and it's just very one-paced, unlike what he had been showing us at home. The visors go on, and he's done some gallops. And look, on what we've seen at home, he's been working well, but I just need to see it race day now. He's worked on a wet track at home and seems okay in it, so I'm hoping for a better run.
Well, you did start him off on the synthetic. Do you think he will be better suited on a grass heavy surface than the synthetic?
Oh, look, it's a bit of a question mark. Mark. I'd be backing him out. He has got something there, but I just need to see it race day because I didn't see it first up.
Well, one horse we know who's got something is Hayington Station. I know you've got a lot of time for him. You tipped us. You tipped him us last start. And he ran really well at an $8.50 chance. He's back again this week. Looks a nice race for him today. What are your thoughts, Philip?
Yeah, it looks a very nice race for him. He's fit. He gets the claim. He obviously handles the conditions. So I'll be expecting a good run from him today.
You're happy where he's drawn as well? Where will he be up, just outside the speed?
I think so. That's how we rode him last time. And he seemed to carry his head better and he was just more fluent in his action. So I'd say we'll do a similar sort of thing.
And then in race number six, you've got More Than Exceed, the four-year-old gelding that goes around. Last start, just outclassed at Moonee Valley?
That was the day they were just very close to the rail and they're finding it very hard to run on. I thought his run was okay in the circumstances. He's got a good horse's weight, but with the claim, and he does love Sandown. He's raced really well there in the past, and I think he'll run really well. I think the Lindsay Smith horse obviously got some ability, but I'm sure he'll finish in the figure.
Yeah, he's got the 60 kilos now with the claim. It is only a small field. Do you think that will suit him as well?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, your best of the day, Phil?
Oh, look, it'll be very little between More Than Exceed and Hayington Station.
Good luck today, Philip.
Thank you.
Philip Stokes joining us there. Dean, let's get into the first race. And no doubt you would have had a lot of time with Mrs. King. The good health Mrs. King played as well.
Yes, I've known Mrs. King for a long, long time and it, wishing her well and what a marvellous service she provided to all the jockeys and the press through the years as well. So, best wishes to her.
Yeah. In this first race, we can take out 8 Maddox. Zesty Bell is the favourite, $2.90. Lover Lover, a first starter from the Busset and Young Stables, $4.40. Zakuva, Craig Williams gave us a good push when we spoke to him earlier, is at $5. And Perfect World, $8.50. Who do you like in the first, Dino?
Yeah, not much between them. I'm going to go with Zakuva, Michael. I just think having had the good grounding for this 1,200 metres and on testing ground has had the run at 1,250 and 1,300 metres, so it'll be hard fit for this contest. And I think going pretty well, looks hard to beat. Zesty Bell probably presents with the best form with two good runs at 1,100 and 1,000. Now has to step up to the 1,200, but the wet track doesn't hold any fears. Interesting sort of speed map here. That does look, for a small field, it looks like it'll be quite busy early, so it'll be interesting how they sort themselves out there. But that's why I think Zakuva from Barrier 1 can really probably control where he wants to be in the run, Craig Williams. Four, Sensationalization, a first starter in the Mick Price Yard. Probably going to settle near enough to last, but I thought it would be at least strong late, and that might be a key at the end of this 1,200 if they do go solid. And Lover Lover's had 5 jump outs. Most recent ones look very competitive and makes its debut here. But pretty even sort of race, Michael. 5, 6, 4, and 1.
5, 6, 4, and 1. Race number 2's an interesting race here for the 2-year-olds. The scratchings in this race are 2, 7, and 13. Toyetic was backed as if unbeatable on debut, and it did just get beaten by what could have been a pretty smart galloper from the Wallace stable. They put a distance on the third horse, and it's been well backed again today into $1.70, odds on favourite from the Freedman stable. Black Pen, first starter for Greg Urell, Damien Oliver rides, and Yulong Islands, the other one in the market at $6, chased home Tagaloa on debut, and then wasn't disgraced last start at Caulfield. So this is an intriguing 2-year-old race, Dean.
Yeah, it is, Michael, but look, I thought Toyetic would win before the scratchings, and I wasn't that keen on Celestial Soul, but it's taken a fair deduction and changed the market completely. So I think he should win Toyetic, that debut run, as you mentioned, beaten by Way Air Falls, the half-brother to Sacred Falls, and an older horse as well. I thought Toyetic ran really well. Just didn't quite get the momentum that Way Air Falls got at the crucial stage of the race. I think he'll win today and beat Yulong Island, who ran an even race first up at Saturday grade. Behind Saltpeter will be probably fitter for that run. Then the first starters. Black Pen's had 2 jump outs. The first one looked okay. Unfortunately, we didn't get to see the second jump out. It was the foggy day at Cranbourne, so we didn't get to see that jump out. But Damien Oliver rides. And Defence Medal hasn't shown a great deal in the jump outs, but it hasn't the blinkers on either, and gets blinkers on here for the debut. Might be next best, but I think he's the standout of the day, Toyetic. 10 from 12, 1 and 4.
Would you be happy to play at $1.70, Dean?
Not when I got near $3 a day or so ago, Michael, but I think with the deductions... Yes.
We might just take a little break. We're getting a bit of feedback from your line. It's just a little bit. So we might try and reset. We'll take a quick break, come back, because we want all the listeners to hear clearly Dean's thoughts on today's Sandown program.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. We've got Dean Lester on the phone now. Unfortunately, the Gremlins have got into our system. Dino, good to get you back, though. Can you just recap your tips, your numbers in race two for us?
Yes, Michael. Even COVID's got into our lines, I think. 10, 12, 1 and 4. I think he's short triadic now. The scratchings have really taken care of the price. But, I think he should be able to win 10, 12, 1 and 4.
Race number three is a lot more wide open. We can take a 2, 3 and 14. It's $5 the field. Regards, Marie, the favourite ahead of Haynton Station at $5.50, Dean.
Yeah, I like one of each way odds here, Michael, in number 13, Refreshed. I think the run at Bendigo was pretty good behind Diaquin. I like that form. And I think third up, ready to hit this race at its peak, Damien Oliver taking over. I'm going with 13 to beat 1. Regards, Marie, who comes off Saturday form. 11, Touch of Paradise, who was good winning last start, and a chance to number 4, Haynton Station. I just think he might be a bit better on the drier ground, but he does handle a wet next best. 13-1, 11-4.
13-1, 11-4 in the third. Race number 4, the benchmark 70 over 1,300. We take out 7 and 9. Cayman's been very well backed into $2.80 in the Galagota stable. Will Price takes 3 kilos off into $2.80. Is that about the right price, do you think, Dean?
Yeah, I wouldn't take any shorter, Michael, but he is the one to beat. I think the key element here is he handles the wet. He ran well first up. He dropped 7 kilos on that run, and I like those lightweights on the sort of ground. I think he'll get the money. The danger, I think, is Copper Fox. He ran really well first up in a good form race at Geelong. Then out to 3 Good Therapy, who 2 of his 3 runs this time have been good, and he had an issue at the other run, so he's competitive, and 8 Manhattan Art second up next best. But yeah, I think Camion with the lightweight, fitter for the one run, very hard to beat. 10, 5, 3 and 8.
10, 5, 3 and 8 in race number 4. The first leg of the quaddies, race 5, over 2,400. The scratching's just the one. Take out number 4. Yulong Captain's the favourite, looking for 3 in a row. $4.80. It's equal favourite with Converging, actually, just ahead of Fanciful Toff. How's the first leg of the quaddie look, Dino?
Yeah, a bit of the usual suspect here, Michael. The horses that ran 1, 2, 3, 4 in a race here 2 weeks ago meet up again. I think they're the main chances, and probably for the quaddie I'll be throwing in Monmouth. But I'm going to go with Converging, just a little weight turnaround. She was 3 weeks between runs into that last run. I'll go with her to beat Yulong Captain, who's in good form. It was a good effort to win last start. Fanciful Toff, he's the one that's probably worst weighted because they haven't elected to take the claim this time, but they're getting the senior rider in Jai McNeil. And 9 Meteor Light. He's very consistent in this grade. He just doesn't win very often. 6, 5, 2 and 9.
6, 5, 2 and 9 in the first leg of the quaddie. Race number 6 has been only a small field with the two scratchings, 4 and 5. It's intriguing race. Ruben Blue has been racing so well, is the favourite at 3.10. Choice Border is at $4. And then we're down to More Than Exceed. A good push from Philip Stokes, despite the weight, gets 3 kilos off at $4.60. But every single runner, other than probably Sir Callahad's, been given a genuine winning chance here, Dean.
Yeah, and his chances have even improved, Michael, with the scratching of Rolling Moss. So it's a terrific little race. I'm going to go with More Than Exceed. I just keep looking at that Sandown Lakeside form. 3 goes, 2 wins in a second. I think he's a 1,200-metre specialist, and he got there 3 starts back, and he won very well at Sandown Lakeside. Then he had a go at 1,400, and then he got on that severely biased track at Moonee Valley. So can really excuse him for the last 2 runs. I think he can bounce back. Ruben Blur is in great form. He hasn't been able to beat Alpha Oro at 2 of his past 3. And in between that, he won. So he's going really well. Schwarz Border, I think Lindsay Smith's got this horse back on track. I like he's on the 7-day backup. And he's got the weight drop and 7 Global Gift. An import that I thought went very nicely down the straight first up. Might need this run and slightly further, but he's somewhere in the mix. 1, 2, 3 and 7.
1, 2, 3 and 7 in the 6th. Race number 7 is over the 1,200. The filly and mare's benchmark 70. Take out 1 and 5. Zubo's the favourite. Ollie and Danny O'Brien at $2.50. She Shall Fly at $6.50. Jungle Jane, $8. Wish I Might, $9.50. So it's a pronounced favourite, Zubo.
She is, Michael. The one thing she needs is another win. I'm tipping her, but she's got into rock bottom odds now. Her form is Saturday form, which is very good for a benchmark 70. She is a winner here, but she hasn't won since her second race start, so she's had a run of out. So I'm going with her. The dangers, I think, 13 Chica Bonita. Just on the line, she was going okay first up, a bit like her first up run last time in, and then she improved quickly to win second up. I think with the lightweight, she's an improver. 8, Jungle Jane, probably better over slightly further, but at least she'll be strong and get through the ground well in the claim for Maddie Cartwright. And next best, number 2, She Shall Fly. First run for Kevin Corston. At her best, she's been stakes performed, but she is very hit and miss. 13, 8 and 2.
Dino? 3. 3, 13, 8 and 2 in race number 7. And the last, we take at 15. This is over the mile, and De Niro's the favourite here for Campbell Rewilla. Takes 3 kilos off, and it is $5 the field. So a tricky way to end the day. Hyperia is at $5.50. Moscow Red, $6. 10. Czech is at $8.50. Do we need a few to come home with in the quaddie, Dean?
Probably 4, Michael, but I am pretty keen on number 14, De Niro. I think third up, his 2 runs in have been really good. He gets a lovely weight drop. I think Campbell Rewilla's riding at 54 kilos today, so that means he drops 5 kilos on his last run. He maps for a lovely run. I think he's ready to win. To beat 7, Moscow Red. She just runs well in this grade on wet track. She'll run well again. Again, gets a claim for Will Price. 5, Trigger Point. I thought probably would have been better a bit closer to the speed last start. Maddie Cartwright's claim here and down in grade. And conversely, Anaba might have been a bit close to the speed in the same race at Flemington. Can improve here. But 14, the one to beat. 14, 7, 5 and 3.
14 at a good price in the last, and some confidence. Sounds like you're confident about a few nice priced runners today, Dean. What's the best way to attack the program?
Look, the shortest favourite's the best. Race 2, number 10, and that is Toyetic. The best value is race 2, race 3, number 13, Refreshed. My quaddie, first leg, 2, 5, 6, 9, 11, into 1, 2, 3, 7, into 2, 3, 8, 13, into 3, 5, 7, and 14. And the player of the day, I'd take a parlay, probably 2, 3. It costs $4 for a dollar. And we'll take the win, race 2, number 10, and that is Toyetic. A win, race 4, number 10, Camion. And a win, race 8, number 14, De Niro.
I love it. That's a nice way to play the program today, Dean.